The Ice Age National Scenic Trail, the topic of our Party Line interview this morning. My guest, the Director of Marketing with the Ice Age Trail Alliance, Melissa Pyrick, on the phone with me. Melissa, good morning. Welcome to WBEV.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know I'm looking forward to this. I mentioned before we went on the air, I was so comfortable talking about the Ice Age Trail, I almost forgot to call you.
funny. Yeah.
Looking forward to the conversation. Let's just begin with a couple of words about yourself, your background. How did you get involved with the Ice Age Trail?
Sure. I got involved with the Ice Age Trail through hiking, really. Despite being pretty much a lifelong resident of Wisconsin, it wasn't until December of 2019 that I actually put it together what the Ice Age Trail was. I decided to take up hiking and had this book that sat on my shelf for probably a decade. It was 60 hikes within 60 miles of Madison. And on my third hike, I found myself over in this area outside of Belleville, Wisconsin. That was Brooklyn Wildlife Area. And it was the Ice Age Trail. And I didn't know it when I was hiking, but when I got done hiking, I was sitting in my car in front of the sign that said Ice Age Trail, and I Google searched on my phone Ice Age Trail, and all of a sudden I discovered it's a 1,200-mile trail. And I thought, oh my gosh, how have I never known this trail was here? And from there, I just started tackling every single segment that I could. And then, you know, fast forward, well, you go through COVID, everything, I had all sorts of free time. I started following the Ice Age Trail Alliance on, I think, Facebook. And then, lo and behold, they advertised a position for a director of marketing. And I applied, and I got it. And I feel so lucky to have the job I have today because I get to talk about the trail with people like you.
It is a great thing to talk about. Since you already know how you can live in Wisconsin and not know much about the Ice Age Trail, let's take a minute or two and fill in our WBEV listeners going, Ice Age Trail? I heard something about that. How did it start? A little bit about the story about the Ice Age Trail, Melissa.
Yeah, so we'll just give the basic facts first. So the trail is 1,200 miles long. It has a terminus in St. Croix Falls, at Interstate State Park in St. Croix Falls, and the trail that drops down as far south as Janesville, and then it starts going up north again to its other terminus, which is in Pottawatomie State Park in Sturgeon Bay. So 1,200 miles long, and the path of the trail basically follows the edge of the last glacier. So hence the name Ice Age. There is a ton of geologic and glacial significance along the trail. You know, the glaciers melted and moved and really sculpted the terrain of Wisconsin, leaving behind all sorts of landforms and like caves and kettles and eskers, and a lot of those landforms, some of the most world-renowned examples are found along the Ice Age Trail, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. So, but the trail itself was envisioned back in the late 1950s by a conservationist in Milwaukee. He understood, you know, the glacial significance of what had happened, and he first envisioned a national park. He had this idea of having a 1,000-mile-long national park. And he started, getting other people on board with this, pitched the idea to the National Park Service. That man's name, by the way, was Ray Zillmer. And he ends up passing away, and shortly thereafter, the National Park Service said, yeah, we don't really want to deal with a 1,000-mile-long national park. But we had a congressman then, a few years later, Henry Royce, who really took up the cause. And again, knowing the glacial significance, everything that had happened in the state, it's because of Royce that we ended up becoming a National Scenic Trail, or that the National Scenic Trail was established. And we were put into law in 1980 by Congress as one of the country's 11 National Scenic Trails.
the National Scenic Trail, the Ice Age Trail here in Wisconsin, our topic. How about the Alliance? You folks are located down in Cross Plains, are where your offices are located. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, the Ice Age Trail Alliance is the official nonprofit arm of the trail. So it's the National Park Service, the Ice Age Trail Alliance, and the Wisconsin DNR that form what we call the triad that manages the trail. So the Ice Age Trail Alliance organizes all of the volunteers that are actually, you know, the boots on the ground that do the creation and the maintenance of the trail. So it's the Alliance volunteers that build the trail. And our organization then oversees that, plans the work to be done, and we have a whole arm of the organization now that also works on restoring the habitat that the trail runs through.
That's interesting. So it's the DNR statewide, it's the national parks federally, and the Alliance is actually the organization, the umbrella organization for all the county volunteer groups.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, Alliance is broken into 19 different chapters along the trail, and usually they're broken up by county or a couple of counties. And then the chapter then are the ones that take on the trail maintenance in those areas, and they lead hikes, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But, so we have 19 different chapters, and then our organization, which is located, headquarters are in Cross Plains right on the trail. We kind of, you know, provide guidance to all those chapters.
Great. And closest to Beaver Dam would be the Washington and Ozaukee counties chapter of the Ice Age Trail. We're going to talk a little bit more about Washington County and some of the things going on over the conversation this morning with Melissa Pyrick from the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Let me ask you this about the 1,200-mile trail. It is contiguous, but there are actual trail segments and then connect. Talk a little bit about how that actual trail lays out.
Yeah, so we are a trail in progress, we like to say. We're about 702 miles of blazed completed trail. So those are actual segments of trail. And so the other, you know, 498 and some change of the trail are on what we call connector routes. So it's just the path you follow to get from segment to segment. And those connector routes right now are usually on rural roads and highways, and it's just a matter of more land being protected for the trail. Once we protect land for the trail, then we can put more trail on the ground. And every day the Alliance works toward putting more trail on the ground. We're actively, you know, working on deals to conserve land, working with other organizations to conserve land for the trail. So, you know, it's pretty exciting, really. The trail grows every single year.
And I know that the Ice Age Trail Organization puts out a guidebook, and it's got to be updated every couple of years because of that growth. And, it's amazing that you folks continue to make those connections between the segments. One of the reasons I know that there is this connecting route for the entire 1,200 miles is some people actually do want to start at the beginning up an interstate and wind up in Pottawatomie. Talk about those long distance travelers and some of the campgrounds along the way.
Yeah, so we have a, you know, some might call a crazy group of people, myself included, that are on a journey to become a 1,000-miler. So a 1,000-miler is what we call a person who has walked every step of the trail, blazed routes, and then also the connector routes. And on our trail, most 1,000-milers are what we call segment hikers. So they will complete the trail one segment at a time. You know, there's trails like the Appalachian Trail, which has this huge number of through hikers, like thousands of people will through hike the Appalachian Trail every year. So that's walking from beginning to end, you know, in one hike. Mm-hmm. We get about 30 to 40 through hikers a year on our trail, which is pretty cool. Usually people, either they start with the Ice Age Trail because they live close to it and they want to try out through hiking, or they have already done the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. And so now they're coming to those next tier of trails. So the Ice Age Trail is usually, you know, probably their fourth hike they do.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so it's pretty cool. And it takes, on average, a through hiker about 2 months to complete the trail. And segment hikers, I mean, some segment hikers will get the trail done in, you know, a year or a couple of years. Others, it takes 20 years, you know, to complete the trail. And we always say, you know, there's no time limit. And actually, the longer it takes you to hike the trail, the more blazed segments you'll have to hike. So.
Oh. That's right. That's a great point. Melissa Pierick is my guest this morning. Melissa, we're going to take a brief time out for a few commercial words. Let me remind our listeners, there is a talk and text line. If there's something you'd like me to ask Melissa, feel free to send that information to me right now, 920-887-9595. We'll be back with Melissa more on the Ice Age Trail, focusing on some things over in Washington County as well, as Party Line continues in just 2 minutes. Maybe my favorite topic ever on Party Line, the Ice Age Trail, this morning on WBEV. One of my favorite guests ever, Melissa Pierick, the director of marketing, on the phone with me. Just east of us here in Beaver Dam, some gorgeous segments of the Ice Age Trail in Washington County through the Kettle Moraine State Park. Talk to us a little bit about the Ice Age Trail, not very far from Dodge County and Beaver Dam, Melissa.
Yeah, you guys are lucky to live in proximity to some really great segments. You know, one of the most iconic segments over there is Holy Hill. I hiked that one time with a group of people, including my teenage daughter. And, you know, you walk and you get these sights of the church up on that hill, or on the Came, actually. It's a glacial Came. And you walk and it was, you know, particularly beautiful day in the fall, and but you never actually walk up to the church. And so my daughter looks at me at the end and she's like, really? We got to see it, but we didn't actually go visit it. So you know, the disappointments of teenagers. But Low Lake is really beautiful too. Walk through, you know, the wooded area. It's the trail in that area is really nice because you get a lot of, you don't have to deal with a lot of connector routes over there. I did the West Bend segments last fall. Again, so beautiful. There was some logging in an area, but even with the logging, like, I was just, you know, breath was taken away at how gorgeous the terrain was. So, and then, of course, the Cedar Lake segment, which is just outside of Slinger. That's really cool because you kind of walk at the base of these canes, and that segment that will be there, we are actually doing a trail project in October where we'll be extending the trail by a couple of miles. So that segment will become even better at the beginning of October.
As I've hiked the Ice Age Trail through the Kettle Moraine area, one thing I have found, Melissa, is it, I enjoy hiking the Ice Age Trail through that area more when the leaves are off the trees.
Yep, yep. The leaf off season is really great because then you really get a sense of what the terrain is. You can see, you know, the kettles. You see more of the erratics that are on the ground. You know, it's, yeah, it's different. And this is why, you know, we have some people, hikers, that just perpetually hike the Ice Age Trail. And it's because every season you see the trail in a different light. And, yeah, it's just spectacular. You know, if you hike during the summer and if it's a hot day, bugs, we'll go back in the winter and you'll have a whole new appreciation for the segment. So
I was out hiking with my girlfriend on the Ice Age Trail Thursday, and we did the Milton segment,
Yeah.
The Milton segment is basically through town, through the old Milton College, several of the local parks. But we have sloshed in enough early season spring mud to know that, you know, sometimes just a walk through Milton on mostly sidewalks is perfect for today.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the things that makes the Ice Age Trail so unique is the fact that it does go through communities. And, you know, the trail, yeah, goes through, oh gosh, I forget how many communities, like 100 and some communities in or near. But we have 25 of those communities that have become official trail communities, including Milton. And I think you just get a really good sense of how different Wisconsin is. And just the sense of community. Yeah, I love the Milton Trail Walk or the Milton Hike.
Sure.
And that's the thing about the trail is it has taken me to places I never would have visited otherwise. Like, I would never have gone to Annico. I probably never would have gone to Weyerhaeuser if it wasn't for the Ice Age Trail. So
some of my favorite segments, you mentioned the terminus up at Interstate State Park, except where you have to walk through the creek, through the little stream there. That's a great segment. The Dells of the
Eau Claire.
Of the Eau Claire.
Yep.
The Ice Age Trail takes you through Devil's Lake. How about some of your favorite segments? Share that with our listeners, Melissa.
You know, everyone asks me, what's your favorite segment? And I feel like that's trying to answer which is my favorite child. You know, there's so many things about the trail, and I have so many good memories, whether it's, you know, people I was hiking with or the particular day. It really is hard for me to identify a specific segment. But I always go back to the Brooklyn Wildlife segment, which is in, it crosses the Green and Dane County line. And that's the first segment I ever discovered. So I think there's a little nostalgia for that segment. But it's great because you walk through a little area of pine forest, and then you walk and you have this marsh view, and there's a boardwalk. But that being said, there's a Plover River segment that's up outside of Wausau, which is absolutely spectacular. It was the site of a trail project last year where they laid, I think it was 325 stepping stones. So you walk along, I believe it's the Plover River, and it used to be this boot-sucking mud, you know, hike most of the year, but they put these stepping stones in, and now it is the most fun thing to hop along, and then there's a great boardwalk there, and it's just spectacular. And then, you know, in December, I went up to the Turtle Rock and Grandfather Falls segment, which... one segment runs on one side of the Wisconsin River, and this is up in, I want to say, Lincoln County. It's up north, north of Merrill, yeah, in Lincoln County. And it was, you know, one of those days, it was probably about 28 degrees. It had just slightly snowed, so maybe there was a half inch of snow. The snow or the sun had come out, so everything was glittery, and you're just walking along all these rocks, and it was just so nice. And then you cross the river at one point, and then you come back on the Grandfather Falls segment. So it's just spectacular. And that is a great thing to know about the trail, too. The segments in Washington County have a certain vibe, but then you go to other parts of the trail, and it's almost like it's a different trail. So it's a trail for everybody, all the seasons. I just love it. There's not been a segment that I've come across and went, eh. You know, so it's good.
I want to first of all talk about how listeners, Melissa, can find out about these segments. So we'll talk about the online availability and the book. And then I'm going to save just a couple of minutes to talk about volunteer activities before we close up in about 5 minutes. So
Okay. Let's
let listeners who are not familiar with the fact that there is a website which offers great maps of all of these segments, the trail guidebook. Tell our listeners how they can find out more about the Ice Age Trail and where they can get out onto the trail.
Yeah, so iceagetrail.org is the Ice Age Trail Alliance's website. It has all the information you need and more about the trail, hiking the trail, volunteering with the Alliance. There's a calendar of events, so you can go and see what hikes are being held, trail projects that are happening. I mean, honestly, our website is just full of so much information. In addition, you mentioned that we publish a guidebook every year, just kind of the, or not every year, every 3 years. It's the narrative to the trail, we like to say. It has maps, it tells you where to park, and it tells you a little bit what to expect. We also have an atlas, and then which is just the maps, and then there's an app for the trail through Far Out. If you look up Far Out on your app store, you can find it, and then you can purchase the maps for the Ice Age Trail. So that's your one source, iceagetrail.org. In addition, if you're on social media, you can search on Facebook for Ice Age Trail, and there's a very active and helpful group that you could join of hikers, and all sorts of topics are discussed on that, and a variety of other Facebook groups too, if you search.
The guidebook, I have to thank someone from the Ice Age Trail. One of the recent editions and the most recent guidebook, I love the fact that you've got the GPS locations
yeah,
all
yep.
the trailheads. So you yep. can't, you don't have to struggle to find a trailhead. You just literally plug in the numbers and your car will take you to the trailhead.
Yep, that was an improvement with the last edition. The guidebook and the atlas, it's a big lift. It's a lot of work, but we know our hikers use it and they like it, and so we continue to put forth the effort to keep those updated.
I wanted to thank somebody for those GPS, because last book, his first time it was in there. I have spent time with Bob and his wife, with Dave and some of the Dane County crews working on the Ice Age Trail. If there maybe is a hiker or someone who's not a hiker but thinks they'd like to support the Ice Age Trail, what are some ways that people can give to the Ice Age Trail Alliance and participate?
Yeah, I mean, again, if you go out to iceagetrail.org, you can see all the opportunities for volunteerism. And, you know, one thing that's important for people to realize is you do not have to have any experience. We have this great group of, if you come to a big trail building event, say we have between May and October, we have a big Ice Age trail crew events, we call them, where we're building new trail or whatever. You can register and you can come and you will be welcomed like you're a member of the family, and people will teach you what to do. It's a little intimidating at first, but you know, within a couple hours you realize that you're among friends. And in addition to those bigger events that are held, all of the chapters have work days and like smaller scale projects that happen, including the Washington Ozaukee chapter. So if you go out to iceagetrail.org, there's a tab for volunteering, and then it'll take you to your chapter, and you can click on the chapter that's closest to you and get the information to contact the leaders. And, you know, we love having new people join us. And then at the same time, you know, we are a volunteer and member organization, and the majority of our funding does come from individuals. And so, you know, if you feel so inclined, there's a donate button too. So you can click on that and donate. It is really important for people to understand that, we are supported by the individuals that in the state and surrounding areas.
So. No fee to get on a segment, but the hiker's support is very much desired.
Yep, we always say it's free to hike, but it's not free to create.
Melissa, thanks so much for joining us on WBEV this morning. I hope to do it again with you sometime, or maybe we can even get on a segment sometime. Thank you for being on WBEV today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hopefully some of our listeners are maybe fired up about spring and getting out in the woods. The National Ice Age Trail, one of the gems in Wisconsin. Hope you've enjoyed Party Line. Stick around. We'll be opening up the phones for the want ads in just about 10 minutes.